Mrs. Arnold Morgan had spent the last hour of her honeymoon on her own, relaxed on a lounge chair by the lower pool at the imperious Grand Hotel Bahia del Duque, way down on the southern tip of the island. She was reading quietly. Behind her, a detail of two security agents was playing cards, and at infrequent intervals a waiter appeared to inquire if she needed more orange juice or coffee. About 100 feet above stood her new husband, ensconced in an observatory at the top of a tower. He was staring out to sea through a telescope many times more powerful than most people will ever have used. The Canaries, with their pure Atlantic skies, attracted astronomers from all over the world, and giant telescopes have been built in observatories on every one of the 7 islands. The instrument at Grand Hotel Bahia del Duque was constructed mostly with astronomers in mind, and it was generally focused on the heavens. Today, however, it looked out to the surface of the deep blue waters to the south of the Costa Adeje, where the seabed swiftly shelves down to depths of almost a mile. Cathy wished he'd make his way back down and talk to her. Isolation did not suit the former goddess of the West Wing. She slipped back into her book, occasionally gazing at the magnificent surroundings of the 5-star Grand Hotel, a sprawling waterside complex, half Venetian, half Victorian in design, set in a semi-tropical botanical garden. Her husband adored such grandeur, and he had sweetly instructed her with his usual oldie-worldy charm to locate a place and book them in for 2 weeks. "Listen, Cathy, just try to stop boring me sideways with goddamned hotel literature and get us into some goddamn place, Casa Luxurious, and hasta la vista," he added, handing her a credit card. "That's Spanish."